worthy of the praise this morning? Amen. Is he worthy of the praise this morning? Yes. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. I appreciate the kind words, but first and foremost, this is God's day, and he deserves all the praise. The little old song that says, if you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. What a privilege it is to worship our God today. I want to thank the choir and the praise team for letting the Spirit use them to touch our hearts and our minds this morning. And that arrangement, hallelujah for that arrangement during praise time. Thank you so much for that. I told them I do not want to speak on my last Sabbath here. I got 5 pages. I'm going to make it through. Amen. I want to make it through. To Pastor Wright and the entire Tacoma Park staff, Jeff, Anwar, John, Joe, Rose, Ase, Erla, Cecil, and the youth department. It has been my joy and my honor. I've been the one who's been honored to have had the opportunity to serve alongside such faithful men and Lindsay and women of God. Each one of them have touched my life in a way that you can't measure. You can't always measure how someone touches your life. And as Pastor Wright shared, we share a bond despite where we may go and where life may take us. There's a bond and a friendship that we have that will never be taken away. And I praise God for that. To Pastor Wright, let me say on behalf of all young preachers everywhere, of all of my friends who call and text jealously asking, what is it like to work with Pastor Wright? It has been all that I could have wished for and more. Pastor Wright, you've been a mentor. You've been an inspiration, you certainly have. 70 years old and still preaching the gospel with power and strength. A testimony that pastoral ministry is a joy. It's an honorable profession. And I praise God most of all for your friendship. For your friendship. I love you as my own father. I truly do. I have a great father. I just didn't grow up with him. And so I praise God for the way you fathered me over these 16 months. Praise God for you. Again, each one of the staff have touched my life. John came on a little later on, but I praise God for how he also took me under his wing and encouraged me, my wife. He's a strong supporter, faithful worker, church administrator here in this church, and you will be blessed by his service here in the months and so on to come. Amen. Pastor Taylor has been a quiet inspiration, but I'm blessed to have become acquainted with him, and I shared with First Service that Pastor Wright taught me that all that matters most in the Christian experience is the cross of Calvary. That's all that matters, despite worship styles and doctrinal things here and there. What matters most is that Christ died for us. And through that, we have opportunity to have everlasting life. Ase is as passionate and as faithful as any worker of the Lord can be. 18 or more years serving the youth department, I just praise God. He said, Pastor Fred, I only work at one speed. And he gives his all in everything that he does. Cecil, when I first came, I was youth pastor, and Cecil and the team, they embraced me. I praise God for Cecil and his wife's support and commitment to the youth department. We have a great youth leader. Amen. And we praise God. It's not for everyone. Youth leadership is not for everyone. But those that hang in there, you know they have a special calling from the Lord. Just a few more, and I'll get into the message. D2, I shared in First Service also, that he has the heart of Christ himself. Yeah. Will give the shirt off of his back. Will give any and everything he has. Yeah. And he serves. Many of you don't see the hours that he serves and gives and works for God. And we praise God for you and Molly opening your home for us, to us on a number of occasions. God bless you and all that you do. and Anwar Gabriel Myron Otley. Anwar is my closest friend here at this church. And we spent hours doing none of your business, but we had a great time. Great time together. He's been very dear. And I will miss you. I praise God also for being alongside you in the journey. I don't know if you were here last night, but I saw on Facebook someone uploaded the sanctuary choir just tearing it up in an original arrangement by Brother Otley. So I praise God, and I know that the best is yet to come for you and your lovely dear wife. Where'd she go? Slipped out. That's all right. If I missed anyone, charge it to my head. Now I'm like, is Joe Bonner here? Okay, let's pray. Lord, we ask now that you speak to our hearts for these next few moments. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's been quite a journey, has it not? Amen. I remember winter 2009, my wife and I, we flew across from California, 75 degrees in California, and we landed at Dulles Airport where it was probably 20-some degrees and snow. 6 hours we flew across country with a two-month-old and a two-year-old. This was my first official pastoral assignment, and I was as nervous can be. Brother Brody said I was green, maybe orange, maybe a little orange, but I was as nervous as I could be. Tacoma Park has a strong reputation for being a great church, and I wondered, would I fit in here? I wondered, would the people accept me here, or even worse, would the young people that I was about to serve, would they accept me? I can remember on our first Sabbath, we sat right over in this area here, and we stood up. It was praise and worship. It was touching our hearts in the church we had come from. You just spontaneously stand. So my wife and I, we stood up, and we looked around, and we were the only ones in the whole sanctuary, the only ones that were standing up, so we... You know what you do? You ease your way back down. But praise God, it's a little different now. A little different now. Praise God. Mario just spontaneously stood up. God bless you. Trailblazing. For Lindsay, whose father is a pastor, it was one of her worst nightmares to be a pastor's wife. And I remember in the seminary, we were dating, and she reminded me, I don't want to be a pastor's wife. And, you know, you say what you got to say. So I said, yes, ma'am. You know, well, that's fine. There's mission work. There's education. There's other ways to serve. But, you know, churches can be tough on a pastor's wife with their demands and their expectations of which hymns she should play on the piano, which Sabbath school department she should serve in. And we worried, would this be a good environment to raise our children? Every pastoral environment is not a healthy environment where you would want your children to be raised. I remember my first sermon standing right here in front of all of you, many of you. And now as a pastor, if you can't do anything else, you need to know how to preach. Amen? So I was nervous. Would what I was able to do touch anyone's life? So I learned a little thing to hide behind the slides, and that's what I've been doing 6 years straight. Put those slides up there, and hopefully your eyes are looking up there while I'm sifting through my notes trying to figure out where. And when I was finished, I was unsure. It was a new church, a new place filled with new people, and we were unsure. But Tacoma Park Church, you did something special for us. You did something so special that I will never forget. And you pulled out your big arms. You wrapped them around us. And you loved us. You took us in. You embraced us. Sister Simon, day after day, when you gonna let me babysit the kids? When you want us to babysit the kids? You loved us as your very own. You took us out to eat. LJ would always give us food, gift cards to different restaurants. Sister Wooler would give us cards just of encouragement along the way. Sister Spencer, food at the door of the office. As soon as church was over, you walk over, and there's a bag of food just waiting there. Amen. You sat through my greatest messages. And you hung in there through some of the worst. You know, when you stand after preaching, you stand in the back, and if it's a good message, you all will come up and you look us in the eye and say, "Pastor, that touched my heart today. That was a powerful word from on high." But if it wasn't so good, you kind of look the other way, just slip a hand over. Compliment, "Oh, that's a nice suit you're wearing. Oh, that's... you look so nice today." And then on the ride home, I look at Lindsay. "It wasn't good today. It wasn't good." Very creative you are. When Lindsay and I were fighting through some of our tough years, I remember I took my stuff to the basement. I said, "I'm moving to the basement." You prayed for us. Yeah. Holy Spirit said one day, "Go find Sister Clark." I went up to Sister Maureen Clark. She's got juicy cheekbones like my mother. And it reminded me of my mother. I don't know where she is in here, but I went up to her, and every Sabbath ever since, she came to us and said, "How are you doing? How are you doing? Are you praying? Are you having worship?" But she would follow up with us. She would hold us accountable, recognizing we were a young couple. We still are. And she loved us and poured into us. I remember my first evangelistic series right here. The night I got braces was the night I had to start the evangelistic series, and I was spitting all over the place. I would say it was a mess, but you came out. You supported, you brought your friends night after night after night. When Phoebe was sick in the hospital, you filled our room with cards and food, Rita Gale's basket of food, and love, and Reggie came and played Uno with us. Just prayed with us. You prayed that Sabbath morning that I believe healed my daughter. And through it all, what I remember most is that you loved on us. And I submit to you that it is that love that made all the difference in the world. We've been through a lot together, have we not? Many good times. Praise God for the good times. And we've been through some challenging times as well. And we praise God for the challenging times. I heard one pastor say that every plant needs a little fertilizer in order to grow. And we grew through it, did we not? We grew through the trials. Tacoma Park Church, your love has changed our lives. And I can honestly say that it is because of your love, God's love through you, is because of your love that I am a stronger individual. Amen. Some of you made me pray a lot more than I wanted to. I'm a more confident individual. I've learned how to pray long and how to agonize with God, with the prayer warriors here in the church. I'm a better father and a better husband from watching men like Avondale Paul. Look at this man. Always fresh. Always sharp. Always. And the young men, we look at you. Yeah. Long hours of conversations with Rodney Cartwright. And the prayers and the support. Carl Sobermassan just pulling us to the side and just praying with us. We learn how to be men. I learned how to be a father from D2 and Barry, someone called him Barry Black earlier, Barry Clark, Jim Armstrong, and John Reed, and Ken, and I mentioned in first service, Jonathan Smith, who brings his sons every single Sabbath, serving faithfully in the church. I know that's because of his loving wife, amen. And there are so many more. My kids love church because of you. And the faithful Sabbath school, when they were late to Sabbath school, it's not their fault. It was our fault. They wanted to be at Sabbath school. And I just want to ask if the Sabbath school teachers could just stand where you are. Can we just have our Sabbath school teachers just stand where they are? God bless you. I know there's more than that. Stand up, the rest of you Sabbath school teachers. Faithfully serving for years, 20 and 30 and 40 plus years, Sister Honor and all the rest of them. My kids love Jesus because of Sabbath school teachers like you. And they ask at night, "Can you play a sermon for us?" Play Pastor Wright's sermons is what they ask us at nighttime as they go to sleep. And no matter where the Lord leads us, I will always remember Tacoma Park. Park Seventh-day Adventist Church and your love for us. You see, love is powerful. Somebody say, it's powerful.
It's powerful.
That's the title of the message today. Love is powerful. It's perhaps the strongest of all human emotions in the world. People are hungry for love. People are dying in the streets for lack of love, dying for acceptance, to have a place where they feel valued and where they feel that they belong. I was sharing in another worship place a little bit ago that the human experience is a shared experience. Whether you're white or black or whatever else you are, Caribbean, wherever you're from, whatever your age, all of us go through the same experiences, do we not? We all go through stress and worry and issues at home and issues at work and guilt. Have you ever felt guilty from missing the mark, from falling short, falling flat on your face? And it's in those times that we don't need someone else gossiping about us. We don't need to slip into church and walk into the restroom and hear somebody else's name being dragged through the mud. What we need in those times is just a little bit of love. Love that takes, as a pastor said, a hooker like Mary Magdalene and turned her into a deaconess in the church. Love that takes a cheater and a liar and a manipulator like Matthew and like Zacchaeus and most of the other disciples and turns them into apostles and elders in the work of the Lord. Love that takes a wayward, backsliding child, a discouraged mother, a runaway prodigal son, and a skinny introverted kid from Newfield, New Jersey, and turns their life upside down. It is love that transforms people. Jesus says it this way in John 14:15, if not on the screen, I know that you know it well. The Bible declares Jesus saying, if you love me, do what? He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And as remnant people, we often say, see, God said, keep the Sabbath. You see, in that scripture, God is telling you, you better keep the Sabbath. But that's not all that God is saying to do. If you turn just one chapter over in John 15:12, it's almost as though he is responding or expounding on his command to us. And then in John 15:12, he says, my command is this, just in case you were wondering. Just in case you thought the 10 were all that you needed to do. Jesus said, this is what I command you to do. Love each other as I have loved you. Amen. Jesus loves us when we're right, and he loves us when we're wrong. Amen. Amen. Jesus loves us when we're on cloud 9, had daily devotion every single day, reading and studying our Bible. He loves us in those moments, and he also loves us in those times when we fall flat on our face, when we've embarrassed ourselves and our families, when we've messed up as parents and as spouses and as children. The Bible says, this is love, that while we were in our mess, when we were flat out on our faces, Christ died for us. That's when Jesus loved us the most. I hear the voice of Peter in a moment of weakness, symbolizing the struggles that all of us share and experience. He looked onto his beaten down and dying friend Jesus, and he opened his mouth and denied that he even knew him. And as he looked on from a distance in disgrace, can you just imagine the guilt that he carried with him? Imagine the shame that he held as he watched his friend on a cross have his side pierced. He watched this pure and holy man being mocked and made fun of and abused. Peter didn't even know for sure that Jesus would be raised again. But we find by the lake after the resurrection that Jesus came after Peter. A man who deserved to be punished. I would have at least punched him in his face. I would have at least pushed him. What were you doing when I needed you? I would have at least, you know, dragged him in a little bit. But that wasn't the way of Christ. Jesus didn't come with anger or with a belt or with pent up anger that he held through death and held on to so that when he saw him again, he could hit him. His reply to Peter was the same reply to Mary Magdalene, was the same reply to Moses, was the same reply to Adam and Eve, and that is love. God is love. God loved him and restored him. Tacoma Park Church, in my final message to you, I say for a little while, we never know. I'll come back and visit as the Lord leads. But in my final message to you as your associate pastor, my challenge is simply echoing the challenge of God, is that you love one another. That you love one another. There are hundreds of other stories such as mine. I just have the privilege to share it. But there are hundreds of other stories right in here of someone who's struggling right now. Someone who's dressed up and looking good and on the inside is broken right now. The stories are in here. And God has given us the opportunity to pour power onto them. To restore them through love and through acceptance. And pour on them the love and the grace of God. Bring power to their lives through kindness. And I've seen you do it. Deaconess, I've seen you do it. Amen. For funeral repasses, these ladies take off of work and serve all day long. Amen. Clean up all night long. I've seen you do it. I'm just challenging that you continue to love each other. You never know the difference that you make in somebody's life. You never know the difference that you make in somebody's life. Decisions that they'll make for eternity can be decided through the love of God's people. Keep loving Pastor Wright as he serves as your leader. That's appropriate. Please. Keep loving Pastor Taylor as he leads. And as he serves the church. Keep loving on Anwar. Even if you don't like, it's not your style. Just love him. Just love him. Keep loving on Ase Daniels and Cecil as they serve many of your knucklehead kids. Keep loving Elder Ditu and the elders as they serve this church. Keep loving Ken Brody and the deacons. Who serve. Keep loving Rita Gale and the deaconess who serve. And whoever God leads to fill my position, show them the love of Tacoma Park Church. Show them that God led them to the love factory where you can experience the love, the life-changing power of God's love and his grace. How many of you will accept the challenge and commit to passing along that love that God has given to you? I'm a witness of your love. I'm a testimony to the love of God. Keep doing that love to one another. I love you, each one of you. I love you. I love you. Let's pray. Lord, I just ask that the highest blessing of heaven will be upon your children. I thank you that in your infinite wisdom and sovereignty over all the earth, that you saw fit to choose me to serve them. And I thank you that equally you've used them to serve me. Bless them, I pray, in the days ahead. Fill them with courage and strength, with fearlessness, as they know that they're living in the final days of Earth's history. May you fill them with boldness and courage to declare, come what may, the love of God and the soon coming of his Son, Jesus Christ. I pray for the leadership of the church that you will continue to fill them with your Spirit. May you be the head, and we all will follow you. Bless those whose lives have been touched. Continue to have your Holy Spirit be upon them. And until we meet again, may the bond of love and the unity of the Christian faith bind our hearts together, both now and forever, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.